I was late this morning.
It's rare.
Never late. But it's not that I was late. Like, I got here, like, right on time. But usually I get here about 5:30. Yeah. I eat my oatmeal. I get all settled.
Warmed up.
Right. I get warmed up for
that voice going.
Me. No, but this morning my alarm goes off at 3:50 like it usually does. And I'm fluttering my little angel baby eyes. And I look at my phone preparing for the day. And I get a message from Airbnb. Somebody's coming.
Oh.
Who just schedules a little weekend getaway and books a room? Like, I can't do that. I know you can't,
but there are people that their schedules, they don't know what's going to happen. Then they suddenly get a break and they're like, we got to go.
So I flew out of bed. I got to clean my house right now. So I spent like an hour and a half this morning.
Oh my gosh.
Cleaning everything.
Now, is it ready, or do you have to like run out of here later today and be like, all right, I got a couple last things?
It's pretty ready. I will have to do a couple last things.
Sure.
But it was one of those where I wasn't ready for that. Most of my Airbnb guests book weeks, months in advance. Like, sure. I have bookings all the way to October right now.
I think you're going to see more of this starting to happen. Just, I'm giving you the fair warning.
Okay.
I think you're going to see more of it, though, because a lot of people, especially with what stuff is costing right now.
Yes.
A lot of people, gas and everything else. It's either schedule. Do I have the time off? Does whoever I'm traveling with have the time off? Mm. Can we do this?
Yep.
Then also it becomes, oh, we can afford it. Maybe they just got their New York State tax return. You know, I'm still sitting waiting on that thing.
Oh, I didn't realize.
So.
I will say this, though. I had one saving grace this morning, because part of the process is that I have to make my bed. And I give them all new sheets and
well,
new...
that's nice of you.
I know. Well, I'm not sharing sheets with somebody.
Yeah.
So besides the new sheets, but it's the mattress cover. So there's this little tricky trick that I learned on TikTok that I use every single time.
Was it life-changing?
It is. And it is something that I will never forget and I will always, always use. And it makes the process quicker.
Okay. So you found something on TikTok that legitimately you're sticking with.
Yes.
I got to know what you do now.
It is when you're making your bed, you're like putting the sheets on, you're like, oh shoot, that's wrong. And you twist and twist.
Could you do it like the TikTok videos do? Could you be like,
So I was setting up my Airbnb.
That's perfect, yes.
And I was like, oh my God, I can't get these sheets on right. So
it'll change your life.
But I have a hack that'll change your life.
This is perfect.
The hack is the tag for the sheet goes on the bottom right side of the mattress. And that's how you know that it fits that way.
This is why I hate TikTok.
Why?
Do you know how many years I've known this?
Okay, well, I didn't.
Okay, I mean, it's just, here, I'll give you another example of one, because these videos drive me flipping nuts. Just listen to how over the top this girl is. And like, okay, here we go.
I've got a
lie. I swear my cookie baked oatmeal gets better every time I make it.
Fun fact, number one, it's not your cookie baked oatmeal. This has probably been in Betty Crocker for the past 50 years.
I make it. Fun fact, the first time I posted this recipe, it went viral.
Oh, you're great.
Even Jason Derulo made my cookie baked oatmeal for breakfast.
Jason Derulo!
So all you need is half of a spotty banana, an egg, some oats.
What is a spotty banana, by the way?
It's one that's like not fresh.
Oh, all right.
Oats, whatever kind of milk you like, sea salt and baking soda. Blend it all up and pour it into an oven-safe baking dish, top with chocolate chips. This recipe is sweetened only with banana.
Okay, whatever. So first of all, there's another observation besides how, you know, life-changing and how like incredible that it is. Mm-hmm. You never get the actual recipe. You're like watching the person do it in 10 seconds and you're like, if you decide to try it, you're like, didn't turn out.
You either have to go to the comments or the link tree to get the recipe.
I actually tried making the chicken chips that was in one of these. That was a dude. Mm-hmm. That, and of course, it was an over-the-top dude. And the dudes are the worst. Well, the girls are the...
Bro.
Yeah, totally. All the girls... It is. It's a bro fest. All the girls are exactly like that. They're like, this is going to change your life. It's award-winning. It's incredible. My. The guys are all like, dude, did you know you could like totally make chicken chips, man? It's incredible. They're all... It's a bro fest. It's like a frat party.
Yes.
I need to know right now. You can either text us, you can call us. I don't care. 71231 keyword SASS. You saw it on TikTok. You thought, God, this is going to be life-changing. Did you or did you not stick with it? And what is it? I need to know what it was.
Because that sheet thing.
Mind blown.
Blew my mind.
Mm. Yeah. Feel like it's something you should have known. But all right. 71231 keyword SASS. What is it? You saw it and you're like, oh, got to do it. And then all of a sudden you're like,
Never do it again.
Never do it again.